This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Hello and welcome to PSG Small Talk for April 7th. I'm your guest host, Eduardo Rosso, filling in for Mark Damon, who is at MetLife Stadium for WrestleMania. So, this episode isn't going to be that long. I mean, there's so much I can just recap over a draw. I'm going to try to aim for 15 minutes. But yeah, there's just not much to talk about this one, or this 2-2 draw, excuse me. But, you know, it was a match in which if PSG would have won, they would have clinched, you know, they would have clinched the league title. But as we saw, it wasn't the case. And so, you know, it is what it is. They're just going to have to wait till next week when they go on the road to Lille and see if they can clinch it there. But against Strasbourg, it was an interesting game. I mean, I had to do some work, but I was drifting in and out and watching it. You know, PSG got the goal, you know, first goal of the game, and from that moment I thought, okay, PSG know they can win the league. They're already up 1-0. I think they're not gonna mess around and let's just wrap this up already. Like, let's not prolong it. Let's do it at home in front of our supporters and you know, get this win and get this league on title. But, you know, credit to Strasbourg. They didn't roll over. They weren't the sacrificial lamb for PSG's festivities. They tied the game a few minutes later. Nuno da Costa would score the equalizer, and PSG would have a fight on their hand. And then I think this incident happened before the second Strasbourg goal. So, look, I am a Eric Choupo-Moting apologist. Not that, I mean, I'm not a big fan of his, but for the most part, as a backup striker, he knows his role. He plays his role, doesn't think it's too big for him, and he's not really expensive. Like, we've seen PSG have high wages just sitting on the bench rotting. And so that's one of the reasons why I like him. Like, he knows, like I said, he knows his role, doesn't think he's bigger than it. On this case, I can't defend the guy. It's so Christopher Nkunku fired his shot. And for the most part, it looked like the shot was going in. Like, just when they slowed down the replay, it looked like it was more than likely going in. And then Eric just appears out of nowhere, and I think his train of thought was that he was gonna just tap it in, put it in the goal, and you know, PSG would be up 2-1. I think that was what he was thinking. I'm not too sure, but that didn't happen. The guy ended up preventing a goal as a result of him trying to score a goal. And it's something you see out of a comedy movie. I mean, the guy, I don't know. Like, that was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And I don't know. that was just funny. I mean, for me, look, I know PSG's going to win the league, but I don't know. That was one of the most, like I said, one of the most weirdest things I've ever seen. And, you know, at this point, I mean, we all know Choupo-Moting is a meme. I think he's a meme. I think if that's the best way to describe if you're going to describe his stay at PSG in one word, I think it's a meme. Just because stuff like this, sometimes it just tends to happen to him. He'll miss sitters, you know, like against Toulouse, he missed that egregious sitter. All he had to do was just tap it in. And in this case, he either just had to just tap it in or just, you know, slowly move out of the way so it can go in. But yeah, I mean, it's what can you say? At the end of the day, all you can do is just either laugh at it or just be really mad and upset. One of the two cases. But yeah, Strasbourg would get the second goal off of Anthony Calso Gonz Gonzalez. Yeah, Anthony Gonzalez goal. And so it looked like, it looked like like I said, Strasbourg came to play. They weren't gonna roll over and give, be, like I said, the sacrificial lamb for PSG to clinch and celebrate their league title. And, second half of the starts, Strasbourg, for the most part, they're defending the lead. They're trying to get out of Parc des Princes with a 2-1 win and get them 3 points. Credit to them, they were, I think, about 10 minutes away and plus stoppage time from having that result. And then Tuchel brings in Kylian Mbappe and Julian Draxler to help infuse, the squad with some offensive power. And it worked. I mean, Kylian Mbappe, I mean, what's there to say? Like, the guy, he does things in that we see probably in video games. And that one run where he just goes by, what is it, four Strasbourg defenders or that are trying to defend him, doesn't score. But Mbappe, as soon as he came on, PSG looked different offensively. And yeah, the PSG had some scoring chances where they could have got in the draw a little bit earlier. Juan Bernat and Dani Alves, Bernat's shot would go wide and Dani Alves' shot would hit the post. So there was a couple instances where PSG could have gotten the draw a lot earlier than when they finally did. But like I said, the ball didn't go in. But eventually PSG did get the draw or get the equalizer off of a corner kick set piece. It was the German connection with Julian Draxler and Thilo Kehrer who would make the score 2-2. There was a couple, I think there was maybe at least one, maybe two scoring chances in which PSG could have gotten the third goal. But alas, that wasn't the case, and PSG just, it was a 2-2 draw with Strasbourg. Yeah, it was for me a little frustrating just because I kind of wanted them to win it today. Like I said, I'm being a little selfish. I'm guest hosting, and so I wanted to talk about I wanted to celebrate, but just sometimes it just doesn't go their way. But for the most part, I mean, I think they'll clinch it next week. It's just like we all know it's a matter of time. I would have liked to, like again, I would like to see them clinch it at home, just to give their supporters at home something to cheer about, because I don't like talking about this, but I'm pretty sure we're not over the Champions League exit. And so just seeing a title lifted in front of us, I would have liked to have seen that. I mean, what else? What else is there? I mean, PSG looking at their schedule, it's the season's slowly coming to an end. Like I said, they got Lille on the road next Sunday. That's like the marquee matchup for Ligue 1, and then they got a in-week matchup against Nantes. And then they got Monaco in two weeks, and then they got the French Cup final against Rennes, and then for the most part, it's just cruise sailing after the Rennes match. They got one, two, three, four, five matches left in their season, and yeah, I mean, it's just let's just get this season over with. Let's win the trophies that are in front of us. Let's celebrate. I mean, and then we can just focus on the summer stuff. I mean, Mark pretty much covered all that there was. transfer rumor wise. He touched on the Herrera stuff. He touched on the Rabiot Real Madrid stuff, so there's no need for me to touch on that. I mean, the only thing that's left to maybe talk about a little bit is the Tim Weah situation. Earlier in the week, I think he I'm not sure who he was talking to, but I seen a quote where, you know, he'll evaluate his situation in the summer, and Celtic want him to stick around long term, but I'm not sure if they have the money to buy Tim Weah. I mean, if I'm PSG and I wanted to sell him, I'd look to sell him to a Premier League team just because, you know, the overpay, just because he's American. And so, you know, 20, I don't think 20, you know, 15, 20 million euros is out of the, you know, outrageous asking price. You know, try to slap on, you know, if the club sells him, try to slap on a nice, you know, I guess, you know, portion that if they do sell him, PSG will get some more money out of it. But, I mean, I would like to see him come back and develop at PSG, but, I mean, like I tweeted out earlier in the week, I'm not sure if this is an unpopular opinion, but I'm not as high on him as others are. I just gut feeling, and when I watch him, you know, when I've been able to watch him. So, I mean, for me, it wouldn't be an outrageous loss, as, you know, some might. It's just, I just don't see that, I guess. And in the case, he's 19, so obviously I could be wrong, and then people can throw it in my face. But yeah, I just, you know, I don't see that special talent, I guess, if you want to call that. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it's, yeah. I mean, there's not much else to going on. I think, like I said, we're on cruise control and waiting for the season to end. And I mean, yeah, I mean, there's not much else I can add to it. I guess, let me see. I don't think there's anything else going on. I mean, like I said, it's cruise control time, and yeah, I'm just gonna sign off for now. I'm your guest host, Eduardo Rosso. Au revoir for now.